God, Jeff was always saving. And Gitch was always wrecking. God, John was always making them great fights. But you can't forget to go customs. Or butt kicker and GMS. But most of all, you can't forget the Not So Fast Podcast. The Not So Fast Podcast. The Not So Fast Podcast.
Thanks for joining us this morning. We have Patrick Anderson, Jeff Ramsdell, Keith Fonseca, Taco, and myself, Dave Gilbert. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Get it right. It is Race Walker Ramsdell.
We have not, I mean, that's like been the topic of conversation for the last week. I even had people at work listening to that podcast in there.
I really can't wait to the Star Wars race now.
Yeah. So, our special guest is newcomer to the, you guys might not have heard of him, but his name is Taco Lucas Gortman.
You know, this is totally my first time in a while.
Yeah, it's good to catch up with Lucas. He's got a new job, so it's tough for him to find time for us now.
Yeah, man. Uses.
It's a tough time for him just to get out of bed.
That's true too. I mean, today I as you see, I'm here, but I couldn't get out of bed. But Keith's like, get out of bed, and I'm like,
I would have went down there and smacked the hell out of him.
He probably.
I feel your pain because my job that I used to have, didn't allow me to be around a lot for racing when I wanted to, and it sucks.
Right, it's like can't do the league. I can do officials every once in a while, you know, on my days off, but the league races is out of the picture right now.
Yeah. So, what has been the best thing that happened to you guys this week, other than listening to Jeff Ramsdell's race walking?
I personally have a big one. I finally got my I rating over 3,000 yesterday.
Oh, there you go. The races are paying off.
I thought you were going to start talking about your broadcasted win again. I was like, oh my God.
I thought he was going to say he lost to me in the street stocks.
Oof.
Well, I 100% blame Lucas on that.
That is true. I've had a horrible week at Dega. I think I'm down on iRating right now. Only down like 100 right now, but I did get a win in the next gen. Keith got a spotter win. So,
there you go.
I can't remember the last time. I think the last time I ran officials was probably in January.
I think I did one a couple months ago, and that was about it.
Did you get a race against Anthony Alfredo?
Well, yes, we did, and I beat him.
Who hasn't?
You know what they say, Keith. Sun shines on a horse's every now and then, on a horse's butt. You know,
it shined on me yesterday when I picked up the top split win. So
good for you.
Thank you. And the second yesterday, I was.
I look forward to Dover next week when we go to a real racetrack.
And a ninth yesterday, Keith. You picked up a ninth too.
I did, and then I picked up a last place yesterday too.
Heck yeah! You're just all over the board.
I love super speedway racing.
So. I think I'm probably with everybody or with most people. It's a love hate. You know, yeah, like I love it because it's fun, but you hate it because it's always, you know, like something dumb's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. You love it until you get wrecked.
Yeah, you love it until you hate it.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so I have not. I've been coaching my daughter softball, so I haven't got much time to do a whole lot of you know, other leagues or officials or hosted races. Heck, I barely have time to get on here and do our races, but.
See, like, now I have a bunch of time. Like, I'm home at 3 o'clock every day now, and, but I'm up at 4 in the morning, and I've been doing a lot more physical labor with the new job, and I have just been beat. Yeah, I need my old man nap, and I don't want to take an old man nap, because it's like, well, then I'm going to screw up my sleep schedule at night, and so I just fight to stay awake. But that should all be changing, because now I'm actually running jobs again, so I'm going to be working more with my head and not my back. So I should be around for all of our races. Even Mondays.
Go. It should have been that Monday, geez. It gave me some competition.
I really wanted to, because I had Turkel painted me a new street stock. So I really wanted to, just to get that out there.
Yeah.
And but I was tired. So anywho.
Yeah. Yeah, we got we don't have an actual guest this morning. Just talk about our leagues a little bit, and
we do have a guest though. We have Lucas.
Lucas. tell us about your favorite food and why is it tacos?
Well, you see, you know, tacos are one of my favorite foods. I am a big fan of cheeseburgers as well, or pizza.
Okay, so here's a question. And I actually saw Gitchell's wife posted this to Gitchell this last week. Mm-hmm. A hot dog, is it a taco or a sandwich?
Since both sides of the bread do not connect, it is considered a taco. Now, if both sides of the bread, like, if you put it in one, like a corn dog roll, then it's a sandwich.
But, or, I mean, or why can't it just be a hot dog? Why do we have to, why does it have to be a taco?
Hey, see, if hot dogs can fall in the taco category, then I can still be like, oh, I love tacos, and then just go eat a hot dog.
Yeah. Or, and then if that's the case, then is tacos their hot dogs?
I guess it goes both ways.
Yeah, it's just a taco is an uncased hot dog.
Hey, my biggest fan once said bologna are just hot dog pancakes.
Your dog said that?
Oh, no, I have a different... He's my biggest fan, you know. He always just wants to make contact with me during the race. So, you know.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I guess I can see that, a hot dog. Yeah, bologna is just a hot dog pancake.
They don't. I 100% know exactly who you're talking about.
But yeah, you know, so, you know. There was one other. I can't remember this. Like a sandwich or something, but I can't remember it.
So what has Taco been up to the last month and a half?
Working.
Tell us about your life.
But then on my days off, been doing some officials. Picked up a few wins here and there, but the I rating has went from 5,300. 5,200, 5,100, back to 5,300. It's just, I'm in a bubble right now. And so I'm hoping Dover this week we can finally break that.
Yeah, at least you have a high bubble. My bubble's at about 1,800.
Well, my road I rating is down to 1,600 now. I've just not really cared about it as much, just kind of just having fun. And the safety rating's also gone down there. My dirt road was above 4K, but it's dropped a little bit because I've ventured into rallycross and my Pro 2 light trucks. So
those are fun little cars to run.
Oh yeah, and they're gonna change too with the dirt update. It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, you guys excited for that?
Oh my gosh, I am. Like, I've been reading about how the water levels and the banking of the track. It's mainly gonna be really big for the off-road stuff, but the oval stuff, and then adding the tire wear. They've never had dirt cars, have not had tire wear in iRacing ever. So,
Crazy. I do feel like they get hot though when they get hot.
They get hot.
And they work differently when they are hot, but that's about it.
But they never actually wear, so it's going to be huge actually having to manage your tires, not just slinging it in wherever you want to. So,
Yep. But yeah, so anyways, we did have some league races this week. We started off on Sunday night. The sports car series, Xfinity car, or street stock car series went to Kentucky. I get that mixed up every podcast, guys. Sports cars, stock cars, and slot cars.
Yeah, man. We got the slot car series. Stock car series at Kentucky. I unfortunately wasn't there to broadcast, as I've not been the last, I don't know how many weeks. Had a total of 4 cautions, one of those being the stage caution for 16 laps. Ran 105 laps. Alec Daffin picked up the win. Evan Hurdle in 2nd, Luke Smith 3rd, Sean McDonald 4th, and Mike Miller in 5th. I'm not really sure exactly what went on in that race. but one of the lowest caution counts we've had, so, you know, races have been cleaning up a lot better. We had 11 lead changes, so more than the NASCAR race on Sunday. So.
Yeah, and it looked like everybody was running at the end of the race, which you don't really get that often.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I didn't even notice that either. Yeah, it all has running. Not a single person showing disconnected or anything. So out of 19 cars, you know, I don't think I've ever seen that with that many cars.
Mm.
Keith Fonseca with a great 16th place finish also, by the way.
Let's not.
His son's, why is Jeff Ramsdell not say running but walking?
That was race walker, that race.
That is true. It says running. He actually did have a new name in the session.
Really, I get disqualified for it because I was running.
Yeah. Wait, so Jeff Ramsdell probably should have finished 19th.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and Evan Hurdle had a new name also.
Oh, yeah, he was Evan Hurdle, as in, like, the track and field.
Yeah. The nugget that Jeff Ramsdell gave us last week, we totally, like, looked right over Evan Hurdle doing the hurdles.
I know. I picked up on it right when he said it, but then I was like, yeah, Jeff's is funnier.
Wait a minute. What did you just say?
Race
yeah.
I liked last week how we just, like, ignored Evan for a couple minutes and just totally went off on Jeff. And like, it was like Evan wasn't even there.
I mean, it hasn't stopped for the last week. If you're in our, we have a podcast chat, and like every day, there's something new.
Oh God, I checked it because I hadn't looked at my phone. I was on the road, and I looked at it, and I started laughing out loud, crying. Oh my God, it's freaking hilarious.
So, yeah. So this last week, I didn't think Jeff would get me photos, so I put his fiance on getting photos for me. So I have her searching for old photos, but if she can't, then John, you know, he says that he's the king of Photoshop, and I'm gonna have a Jeff Skywalker or Jeff Race Walker Star Wars car. So I can't wait for that.
Oh
no! Yeah, that's gonna be awesome. I can't wait for it either. But, yeah, so that was the golden nugget, and it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Uh-huh.
You like chicken nuggets.
Yeah. I had guys at work listening to that podcast, and they're walking by me. They're, like, race walking. Yeah, they're speed walking by me laughing. And every one of them that listened to it, that they were like, was he serious? Was he joking, or is that... He has to be joking. I'm like, I don't think so.
Jeff doesn't joke. Jeff doesn't really joke.
I think that was a. I don't even know if kids still do race walking, but
they do. They do. I looked it up when I was looking up when I was after you told us last week.
Cool kids don't.
I went on like I went on a mission. Like I was looking for old yearbooks and stuff like that, and like you'd get to the sites, but then you'd have to like sign up, and I was like, I'm not signing up for nothing. Yeah. But yeah, like they still have race walking.
Good.
Came close to finding your yearbook, only a couple years off.
Was it? That's when stuff started going virtual.
So, Jeff, do you have any other embarrassing stories?
What are your hobbies?
Yeah. What other than
race walking to the car, race walking to the racetrack? Me and Patrick are going to have a competition when we go down to Martinsville. We're going to race walk to the track from the parking lot.
Nope, to the hot dog stand. We're going to the hot dog stand.
That's right, hot dog stand. And then we're going to see who can pound down the most hot dogs for the day, and then race walk. Can't puke.
I'd maybe pick some different words, but you know,
yeah. they're only $2 a piece. That's what they said at the Martinsville race last week.
I know that's pretty cheap.
But the thing is, when it comes down to it, there's nothing overly great about the hot dogs, to be honest. They're just red hot dogs.
Yeah, right.
When it comes down to it.
I can go down the street and get a red hot dog.
Yeah.
All right, so anyways, back to the race, though.
Let's get out of that rabbit hole.
Dave's got to be like, all right, let's cut in.
My grandmother tuned out of this already.
Yeah, so we had the sports car series Wednesday. You know, we got our two classes, GT3s and then the Toyotas. Evan Hurdle got the win there. It's his 7th win of the season. Him and Jose had an incredible battle when they were lapping me. I was running in the Toyota. And they were like all the time around each other.
We had some humongous fireworks during that race too.
That is true. Todd Rizzo got 3rd, Bernheimer 4th, and Elijah Travis 5th in the GT3. Rick Kohler got the win in Toyotas. No thanks to Keith Fonseca.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It is not
my fault that you cleared yourself off of my nose twice in that race.
Down the straightaway. So, you know, only 4 Toyotas out there. Dave got the podium finish.
I tell you what, I barely clipped the littlest piece of grass, and it just killed me on that car. And I never drove them before until then. Maybe a couple practices or something, but not on a road course. My practice, they were on an oval.
Right. I think I've only driven like 2 races in them thing. They're fun, but man, they're tough.
But Kevin Bernheimer is like, you got to keep up the momentum. You can't let it, you know, it's all about momentum with them cars. And so I'm like, all right, got to stay in the gas, get momentum going. And I barely clipped some grass. And I'm like, well, I'm going to stay in this, try to save it. No, you're not saving it. It is gone.
I had a good save when Keith spun me through the carousel.
Didn't spin you. That was 100% you cleared yourself, man. Mm.
But yeah, it was a fun race, though. Road America, I mean,
the first time I spun Lucas in the carousel or whatever, he literally couldn't stop laughing for like 3 minutes.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, after I joined in that Toyota, I'm like, man, I probably should have just joined in a GT3 because at least I raced them cars before.
Right.
But I was like, I know that there was no car counts in the Toyota, so I thought I'd try to help that, but it didn't help it at all.
Right.
But yeah, that was a fun. Road America's a fun track. I like that track.
It's one of my favorite. Mm-hmm. Road tracks until I went through the kink and on like lap 3, and that was the end of my race, and I just had fun the rest of the race. Right, mm-hmm. Lucas?
Mm-hmm.
Lucas drove in the grass trying to get away from me. It was so great.
Yeah. So we did do a podcast question of the week. This week's podcast question was, without saying your age, who was the NASCAR champion the year you were born? So I thought that'd be kind of cool to see all the age gaps between all of us without, you know, seeing the age gap. You know, DJ Trout, the champion for the year he was born was Kurt Busch.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What was that, 2004?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah. And then, Dom Rossi, he says Jeff Gordon. And then you got Sonia, who said that, you know, she picked, she said it was Richard Petty.
She's old.
I was about to say, man, she's young, man. That's like, what, 1980?
When
was this last one?
Yeah. Jeff Ramp. Go ahead. I was gonna say,
oh, go ahead.
Come on, somebody spit it out.
It's just going over, Ryan Johnson, he says Dale Earnhardt, Luke Smith, Jeff Gordon, Johnny Williams, he's another one that says Richard Petty, Cam Barnes, Dale Jarrett. I don't remember when, I know he won the championship, I don't remember what year it was. Oh, our podcast guest here, Brendan Grover. Good morning, Brendan.
Oh, morning, boys. Sorry I'm late. I a little hit the snooze button one too many times, I think.
Ah, yeah, my problem. You couldn't get out of bed.
How are you guys today?
We're doing pretty good.
I wish I hit the snooze button.
Yeah.
I didn't even set an alarm.
Me neither.
And I'm an hour behind you guys. But Brandon's on the same time zone as me.
Yeah.
You guys just like living in the past, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Matthew Wheeler, he says Bill Elliott was the champion. He was born. And Gitchell, he says it was Darryl Waltrip.
Who cares what Wheeler says?
Yeah.
So what's the topic? What are we on right now?
The NASCAR champion the year you were born. It's the podcast question of the week.
Mine would be 97.
Oh, you can't say the year. You can just get to say the year.
Gave it away.
That's so, Gordon.
Like, mine is Bobby Allison.
I'm sorry.
I know. I was so depressed after I read the question and I looked it up and it was Bobby Allison. I was like, what the heck?
At least I got good old DW.
Yeah. Kevin Tronia has Darryl Waltrip, Keith Fonseca. He's, David Pearson. David, I wish I got to watch him race more. David Pearson.
What was that, 1972, 65? What was that?
69.
Willie Bruton says Terry Labonte, but Terry Labonte had a championship in the 80s, 84, and then he won it again. I think it was 95.
95, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so it's an 11-year difference there. Michael Self says Dale Earnhardt, Sean Freeman, Jeff Gordon. And then, for me, it was Cale Yarbrough.
Yeah. Wait, Cale? Hold up.
Yeah. Cale Yarbrough, yeah.
Well, Cale won three titles. So.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're all back-to-back-to-back, though, I believe.
Oh, yeah, he's one of the three drivers to do that, yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But, yeah, Bill Elliott was... he was the guy, for... Matthew Wheeler, I'm sorry, I said that already, but Matthew said Bill Elliott was his. Now, Bill Elliott was my favorite driver when I was really young. I thought, he was pretty fast, so. But, yeah, I think he had that car that he did over 200 mile an hour at Talladega or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep, one of few drivers to have a qualifying time over 200 miles per hour.
With no safety equipment.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Not much back then.
Yep, so we do have our guests here, so we can go over some of our podcast questions. Brendan, you ready?
Give me 2 seconds. Getting on the computer so I don't sound like I'm in a tunnel.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll go ahead and we'll go over our Dirt to Daytona results. Real fast. It won't take long because it wasn't that long of a race.
Someone put it for 30 laps.
Yeah. And it was only for 30 laps.
How did we manage
only 30 laps?
Well, see, I made a mistake. But anyways, when you go in and do the heat races on iRacing, you can set your length and stuff. And I set the sessions up prior to the season and whatnot, and I don't change the laps or nothing. And then the week before, if you notice, then all of our sessions, they'll have like, Chicagoland is, or something weird as the setup or something for the week. and then I'll go in the week prior, test the setup, and then set the session up correctly. But anyways, I didn't. We talked about not having the heat race, so I'm like, oh, I don't have to change anything on the session. I did need to change something. I needed to change the laps completed from 30 to 100. But since there was only 7 of us, I mean, it was kind of nice. It's okay.
Yeah. Because Ramsell's happy because he knew if he went 100, he wasn't going to win.
Yeah.
I would have done pretty good, I think. I was up front. If you're up front there at Lucas Oil.
You were going
to. Unless you were going to give me the old chrome horn.
Yeah. Oh. Jeff Ramsell did win the race. Keith Finer second. Gitchell third. Josh McKinney. And then Mikey Green. And then Thomas and Myers and myself. With, I don't know, maybe less than 10 laps to go, I was sitting second, and I had a decent run on Jeff, and I was thinking, Patrick would want me to dump him right now.
Yes, I would.
I had that thought in my head. I'm like, what would Patrick want me to do right now?
Well, you didn't do Patrick it.
And then I didn't, and then...
And he got ran over.
And then I got, well, no, I didn't. I didn't get run over. I ran myself over. I got, so here's the thing with Lucas Oil, that you enter high, but you, to get a good speed off the corners, you're exiting off the middle of the track. You're not exiting off the high groove. And so I'd practiced that, you know, that lag. I was running good laps. But then somebody got underneath me, and I realized that I didn't know how to get off the corner on that outside groove. It wasn't the same, and I spun that car with a car underneath me twice. This is something that you just need to practice, and I didn't really even try that until there was a car there, and then I couldn't. Practice it, and I kept spinning it when there was a car underneath me.
Yeah. What cars do you guys run?
Well, we change it each week. So we started off with the dirt street stocks, and we ran a legend car. And this past week was a street stock. And this coming up, this next Monday, we run the 305 sprint car, dirt sprint cars at Bristol Dirt.
Okay. Well, if anybody wants any tips, just let me know on that one.
I need a lot of tips on that one.
Yeah. Don't. Just so you know, Brent, sure you cannot. You can't give Jeff any tips.
No.
Unless it's just the tip.
All right. So let's give Brendan some questions here. How long have you been broadcasting, Brendan?
I've been broadcasting for about 2.5 years. It originally started out me and a buddy of mine. He was stationed in Hawaii at the time. And we're like, you know, there's a big need for broadcasting. Let's start something. So it started out Dakota Sim Broadcasting. Well, he was in the process of moving home. I had summer stuff going on. I announced it 2 tracks here in North Dakota, up there in Devil's Lake, and then also in Nodak Speedway in Minot, North Dakota. And so we kind of were like, well, let's just put an end to this. So we took the summer off, and I'm like, I miss it. I'm going to go back to it. Thus far came Backstretch Productions. So it just kind of all played in. So about 2.5 years, though, we've been doing this.
Very cool. Do you have a favorite car to drive on iRacing?
Oh, yeah. I am a 360 fan. I should say 410, but I love the 360s.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been having broadcasting for us on Thursday night. We appreciate that. And you got a favorite race so far that you've broadcasted?
Oh,
not the one. Road, right?
No. I hate that. Is if I could miss road races, I think that's what I'm gonna start telling people is when you got road races, find a different broadcaster. I'll do everything else.
especially when Keith wins.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's not too often. No, I'm just kidding.
He knows.
No, that was probably one of my favorite interviews too, is Keith's. I like when Keith gets in the booth. I like when Patrick's in the booth.
A lot of you guys get super pumped up. But honestly, probably my favorite broadcast, I'm going to have to say, was with a Tuesday night league I do, and that's the 213 Simware, the RSR series. And they did Bristol Dirt a few weeks ago, and they put on a show for being in NASCARs. I honestly didn't expect as good of a race as that guys put on.
Yeah. What would you think about somebody that would put the new road car, what is that, the Ray Formula, and on a dirt track? I forget what that's called.
Yeah, the Formula Ford, yeah.
The Formula Ford.
Them things are great on the dirt.
Yeah. So we actually do a lot of goofing around, random cars, random dirt, random track, stuff like that. So I think it'd be pretty interesting to watch. I know you'd have to do a track more like Bristol, just because if you do a short track, I think you're going to be either doing a lot of shifting or
nope.
You might not have. No?
No.
Yeah, we did that right, by the way. They called it the Maniac Bunny.
Yeah, we do the last 2 years we made up. Right, last year we did Gen 6s at iRacing Super Speedway. This year we ran the Formula Ford at Lanier.
How did that work out? Pretty good.
That's pretty fun.
The car, surprisingly or whatnot, drives really well on the dirt. And you don't have to shift at all. It's, I think we ran it in third gear. We ran it, but at the same time, okay, too, or was not, our Maniac Bunny was no rules. So
yeah,
we had an absolute blast running that race. But the car ran well on dirt, though.
Yeah, we should do that on Thursday night. We should do a no rules.
Well, it's every Thursday we have no rules.
And that's, you know, we do the, I think it's the Formula V's or whatever, the old school Formula Ones. We do them at Lernerville, stuff like that, and they're super fun. So no doubt in my mind, I think that'd be actually kind of fun to do.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of Formula V's.
See, and I'm not either, but when you put
Patrick has horror stories about them.
Dave made me run one time with like Indy cars and trucks, and
that was a fun race.
You're pretty much in a goat cart at that point.
Yeah, not when you're doing 65 and you have cars just blowing by you, and then when you try to take them out, like, you know, because that was the point of the race.
Yeah,
and the Formula V was so damn light that anytime I would hit a car, I would just go flying to the wall, and I would end up being the one that gets taken out, and they would just drive right on. And I was like, well, I got hosed.
Yeah. You say it's the point of the race, you know, taking the guy out, but isn't that every race?
Yeah.
No, not really. Not every one.
Not every race.
Yeah. All right, so you have your own podcast also, Brent.
Yeah, Brent. So we got E-Rex Podcast. We try to stick to dirt side of things with that. I know we're starting to branch out, do other people. We got a couple of big names on the schedule coming up. We had Rico Abreu on a few weeks ago. We just had Ayrton Jeniton on last week. Damian Kiefer, former pro driver Nathan Waddell for iRacing and the late models. Wednesday night, 7:00, you can catch us. These next couple weeks are going to be pretty packed. But yeah, no, it was me and a couple buddies. I'm on a team called FSI on the dirt side, and we were all sitting there, and at the time I was streaming. I got another buddy that streams, and then a buddy who just, he's super supportive of everything. And we're sitting there and we're like, let's do a podcast. And he goes, both of them, oh, we've been thinking about that for a while. And we're like, let's just do it. So we're like, well, what do we come up with a name? And we're sitting there brainstorming. I'm like, what about E-Rect Podcast? He goes, yeah, but it sounds like erection. And I'm like, exactly.
Oh my God.
I'm like, this is perfect. I said, it's three dudes in there. The people we get in, we know we're going to goof around. We know it's going to be a fun time. Let's just do E-Rect Podcast. And they're like, deal. Let's go for it. And it's stuck. A lot of people are like, oh, is it spelt like erection? I'm like, no, it's E dash and then wrecked, like you wrecked your car. Podcast.
So you had a Rico Abreu on? That had to been a real short podcast.
Actually, so funny thing is, I think that was our shortest podcast because he's like, let's stick to like an hour. I got some stuff I got to do. I leave for Indiana here the next couple days. I'm like, all right, works for me. Well, we normally are drinking and stuff when we're on there. And my one buddy, Josh, kept texting me and he goes, dude, do a shot with Rico. Do a shot with Rico. Well, I'm like, all right, whatever. So I'm shotgunning a Bush Light. Rico's taking a shot of $280 tequila. We're definitely not on the same level of financially stable. I'll tell you that much right now. But no, he's super good at answering questions. I mean, you can ask him a question, he'll ramble on, and he'll give you every answer you can get for that question.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, this will be episode 98, so we're ramping up for episode 100 here in a couple weeks. So that's kind of been, yeah.
So what made you guys want to start? Has anybody ever asked this to you guys? What's made you guys want to start one?
They made me.
It really is just a way for us to, you know, get our drivers out there, because we don't talk about a whole lot other than our leagues and, you know, whenever somebody decides to do race walking once in a while.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But we just focus on our league. So the podcast came about just to focus, highlight our drivers. We have great drivers in our league. We're blessed for that. And then also, yeah, we also have great sponsors. So it helps us get our sponsors out also.
Okay. Yeah, no, you guys are definitely one of the easier leagues to broadcast, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yep, so we're going to talk about Thursday night's race here, which...
Do we?
Yeah, I know it. Dude, I was so brokenhearted in that race. I made two mistakes. Both of them were coming off of two, and it just killed me.
I know about getting people in turn two at Indy.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't hit anybody or nothing. I didn't wreck Luke or nothing on turn two at Indy.
Ah, man, should have.
Yeah, you really had to get those trucks rolling and keep the momentum going.
Yeah. I mean, on a restart, I just got stuck on the outside, and I just... trucks just would not, I mean, I'm not asking anybody to let me down, but I could not find an opening to get down. And every time I give up four or five positions on that last restart. It's, and then coming out of two one time, I pushed and five trucks got underneath me again. I gave up like 10 positions in like a handful of laps.
That was like me, you know, starting with the EOL. I knew I had speed and I was fast and just trying to make my way through. And I got up close to the top 10, then I hit the wall, and then it was like boom, boom, boom. And then just after that, I was just, it's just so hard to pass there and crash.
Yeah, but it is.
Me and Wheeler did have a really, really good battle for 17th place at the end of the race, though.
Yeah, I was actually catching Mike Miller and Kevin Bernheimer ahead of me, and I was reeling them in. I think I had a few laps fresher tires than them with like five laps to go, and I decided to take down the turn two wall, pushing a little too hard.
Me and Wheeler, we were trying to get to you. We wanted that 16th place.
the battle was for 16th because you know Ryan Johnson showed up and stunk up the show. Actually, Jeff Radke was right there with them.
Yeah, at the end there, they were 0.079 seconds, so it was really close finish between the two of them. But on the pole, who got the pole was the new guy, Brandon Kiger. I'll say that probably wrong, but Brandon Keeger, Garrett Sidenor was second, Dalton McKinney was third, Ryan Johnson was fourth. That was a surprise. And Keith, you qualified fifth, but you had that EOL from your win at Indy Road.
The best EOL I have ever been given.
Right. But the race, we went 60 laps. We had 3 cautions, which is very good. 9 caution laps and 10 lead changes. The action was good. But taking the win, no surprise, Ryan Johnson. Jeffrey Radke was 2nd. Luke Smith was 3rd. Jeff Vickery was 4th. Sean Long was 5th. Garrett Seidner was 6th. Wally Babb was 7th. We'll skip over 8th, but 8th was Patrick. Good run there. Dalton McKinney was 9th, and I finished round out of the top 10. But overall, I thought it was a decent race. We had a few incidents, but it was a good race.
Yeah, like me and Wheel are, you know, like just being so far back in the pack. Like we just then everyone started pitting early on that last pit stop. I was like, we might as well just run it dry and hope for the best. I was like, it's the only way that we're actually going to end up with a good spin. It's just like, we're not going to run everybody down. We don't like, we're quick. Well, I was quicker than Wheeler, but damage, but just, it was the only thing. And this time it didn't play out the way we needed to, but
yeah, I was fast on them long runs. Like I remember running Patrick down there on them long runs. No, Patrick was probably much faster than me on the short runs. You're dreaming. But I mean, I had practiced running long runs, and I don't know why, because we only had 17 laps of fuel or something like that. Not very long at all.
Yeah,
I should have focused on the short run, but I was like, I'm going to focus on the long runs. And I feel like after like 8 laps into a run, I was pretty fast. I was faster than the trucks that was around, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was definitely falling off at the end of the runs.
I couldn't be consistent was my problem. I could be fast, but then I just couldn't be consistent lap in and lap out. It's just, that was my problem.
Yeah.
Well, see, I'm learning too, because I'm running a lot more oval now. I'm learning too, if you're not consistent consecutive laps, it really, really bites you in the butt at the end of the race. I mean, you really do notice the difference.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a hard time just turning it around. You know, like I said, I was fast on long runs, but I could not, like, I was like, oh, I only have 8 laps here, so I just need to run as hard as I can. Well, no, I just couldn't turn it up. You know, it was just weird.
And like our cautions fell, the cautions that we had in the trucks, they fell right, like perfect with your, just to throw all kind of strategy out the window.
Yeah. Yep. But, so yeah, it was a fun race. I do like Indianapolis. I just did not get the finish I was hoping. I thought I'd get a top 10, maybe a top 5 there, and I walked out of there 16th, barely.
How fast are you guys running there in the trucks?
Sadly, I wasn't able to make it. The fast lap in the race was a 53.2. No, most people were mid-53s, high-53s. Okay. Know, like our qualifying, you know, fast was 53.2. So most people from 53 to 54.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. But so then we did go last night. We did our cups, cup cars. We did the Walkers Are Athletes 2, 97 laps for Keith Fonseca. No, not 97 for Jeff Ramsdale.
And so we went there last night. We had 5 cautions last night. So 4 cautions in the stage. We had 15 caution laps and 13 lead changes. DJ, he had the pole with a 52.858. You know, followed by Tim Cook, Cam Barnes, Ryan Johnson, Garrett, rounding out the top 5 in qualifying. Ryan, he came and spoiled everybody's fun again. Last night, you know, it was clearly a race between him and Jeff Radke at the beginning.
They were fast.
Him at the beginning because Ryan had the EOL. But Ryan, he came up through there, and by stage break, didn't he have the stage win?
Yes, Ryan got the stage
win. Ryan did, yes.
You know, like, he made up a lot of time in the pits.
97 laps, did that just seem like, because broadcasting, it seemed like it took forever.
It did.
Well, it's a 2 mile oval. It's going to be,
it's 2.5 miles. It's 2.5 miles.
It's 2.5, yeah.
Anything related to Jeff just sucks the life out of you and makes it seem like it's longer. And since we affiliated this race with Jeff, you know, that's probably why.
Patrick down south in the go karts. Getting his butt kicked.
Oh, shut up! I'm heavier than you. Of course you're gonna beat me.
By what? 15 pounds?
I don't know.
15 pounds is 15 pounds.
Yeah,
it's like matter. That's like 100 tacos.
But coming home with the win was Ryan. You know, we need to figure out a way to slow him down.
There is a way, but he just can't get out there right now.
Well, I told Dave last night, it's like we need to put him, no, not too many people run Toyotas.
Nobody was at Toyota last night.
Yeah, so we just need to put him in a Toyota and limit the horsepower and maybe add some little bit of weight.
See, but that don't work though, because even in SDR season 2, when he drove the Chevy, iRacing had a bug with it where it was slower than every other car, and he was still winning.
I was going to say, would we really want to do that? Like, so we take 5% of horsepower, and he still beats us with less horsepower. At least right now, we can at least say that we have the same. You know, if we get beat by him because and he has less horsepower, then that's like kicking us in the head.
Yeah, that'd make me feel really bad. I'd probably quit.
Exactly.
Actually, with Ryan, if it was Ryan, I wouldn't quit. But yeah. Yeah, that wouldn't be good. But Ryan, he came home with the win. Jeff Radke came home second. Luke Smith came home third. We had the same 1-2-3 on Thursday and Friday.
Oh, wow.
DJ came home fourth. Dalton McKinney fifth. Sid Norris sixth. Cam Barnes eighth. Bernheimer ninth. Or Cam Barnes seventh. Bernheimer eighth. Fonseca ninth. Yep. Ramsdell tenth.
We had a good battle.
It was
a good battle there for 8th to 12th.
It was really weird because at the beginning of the race, I was like up into the stage, I was running top 5.
Yeah, and
fifth, I could keep fourth. Up. I could keep up with them. But then once you got back in traffic, it was just like you just couldn't go anywhere. And I blew my pit stall every pit
fire,
stop.
10 fire every pit stop your crew.
Yeah, I'm gonna fire my spotter for my countdown because I was always one pit stall past mine. So I lost 3-4 spots every time we went onto pit lane, and hey. I just blew it.
Yeah. So I how do you, Brendan? How do you think you'd be at race walking?
Race walking.
Yeah. Do they have that where you're at in Dakota?
No.
What do you think of people that do race walking?
Well, first off, what is race walking?
It's exactly what it is.
Exactly.
It's like speed walking. So
when you see those old women at the mall that just
walk around the mall,
those are race walkers.
What's my opinion on it?
Now, say a young man is doing it.
Oh man, and I don't also, even know.
Speechless.
Don't worry, none of us are race walkers here, so it's okay.
One of us is because it's so good.
I was gonna say, is that the only race Patrick can win?
No, not me. How dare you affiliate me with that garbage?
If he does some race walking, he might be able to get down to my weight.
Patrick Anderson will be joining Back Row Sim Racing team next week.
Yeah, I think so.
Better off.
I don't think Jeff's going to finish a race.
As Keith said, it's all in the hips.
That's golf.
It's race walking too.
I did ask after the race. I asked Luke Smith and Ryan Johnson who would win between them two. I asked them individually who would win between them two in a race walking race. And so who do you think would win between them two, Patrick? Lucas Smith and Ryan Johnson.
Luke.
Who do you got there, Taco?
Man, see, here's the thing. I always say Ryan, it looks like Jesus' twin brother, so I'm going with my buddy Ryan, man. He's faster than just about anything you put him in, so, you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say Ryan because he'd save, and then he'd get you at the end when you're tired.
Yeah. What about you, Keith? Who do you got? Luke, man, Luke or Ryan?
I'm going to go with Luke or whatnot, man, delivering them packages all day. Like, he wants to get that stuff done, man, making money.
Yeah, I was going to say that, too.
He does race walking on the side. He just doesn't know.
Yeah, I was going to say I go with Luke, but you never count Ryan out on any race. I don't care if you're racing eating tacos or racing racing at your local dirt track. But
I can whoop his butt eating tacos.
I'm saying Luke all day long also, just because he runs with the grape soda on the car. He's going to drink like six of them before he gets going. Them legs are going to be looking like roadrunners.
Yeah. So, Keith, on your back row sim racing team, who's going to be the fastest race walker in your team?
Wow.
After next week, it's going to be me.
I guess or whatnot, with our team or whatnot, we have to go with the skinniest person, probably, which sure and shit is me.
Keith. It'd probably be Wheeler, right?
Yeah, probably it'd be Wheeler because, you know, Wheeler's the only one of us that kind of exerts energy during the day. Luca just stands around and is like, how much ham did you ask for?
Oh, my. You said you wanted a pound and a half sliced on a two.
Yeah.
I gotta go, guys. Though, good talking with you.
Yeah,
later. I know that I wouldn't win a race walking competition or like anything like kind of physical because I have years of bad decisions with my health. I drank heavily when I was young, and I know I've smoked a pack a day, and I was not good to my body when I was young. So
Patrick's getting 20 yards into this thing and falling over of a heart attack.
I had a buddy that wanted me to start working out with him, and like he put me on a treadmill. Like, oh my god, I did that for a winter, and I just wanted to blow my head off.
Yeah,
it's like the movie Grown Ups. You guys ever watch that movie Grown Ups where they?
Oh yeah.
Wait. You actually did it for a whole winter, Patrick?
Yeah, I can run a mile.
Right, we're doing that. We're running the mile at Martinsville.
Running? No, you mean jogging. Walking.
Walking.
Jogging. I can. Yeah, as of last winter, I could jog a mile.
So funny thing about that is we have this two-day show out here, Glendon, Minnesota, so only 2 hours from me, that we go out to every year in October, September, and it's called Corn Cob Nationals. Well, everybody stays, you know, it's a two-day show, stays in parties and stuff afterwards. Well, it's just tradition. Everybody goes out on the track at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they race around the track. I made it to turn one, and me and another buddy stopped, looked at each other, and he goes, "You need a cigarette?" And I said, "Yeah, please." So we sat down on the tractor tires and smoked a cigarette in turn one while everybody else ran around the track.
See, I'd be in turn one with you, drunk and smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, so we did do our driver picks this week, and Gitchell, he had the winner last week, so he is now taking over the lead over Taco. He had Larson, and he picked last, but he picked Harvick for this week for Talladega.
Man, just stole my pick, or what, last week. I was close. Yeah.
Taco, he just left. He picked Bubba.
I took Byron, and I was like, oh, he's good here, and then he just fell on his face.
Yeah. I was not around. I don't even know how the race ended. I did end up having Priest, which I heard had a decent run.
He was going to be doing very good. If he didn't get that speeding penalty, he was going to be... I think he would have won that race.
Yeah, he was dominant until that happened. And then just got back into traffic and couldn't make its way through.
Yeah, so I took Keselowski this week.
I took Stenhouse, just an off pick to...
But I think that's a bad pick though, because there's no way that Stenhouse is winning Daytona and Talladega.
But he doesn't have to win though. He only has to beat the ones that we pick.
Yeah,
right. Yep. You know, and then instead of using up a pick on somebody else, you know, that's why. You know, I mean, Stenhouse does run well at super speedways, so
yeah.
Talladega is better than Daytona for him, I believe.
Brendan, you got a pick for this week?
Oh, man.
You can't pick Blaney. That's mine.
Oh, trust me, I won't.
Joe Turco took Martin Truex. Wheeler took Corey LaJoy.
They're at Daytona.
Talladega.
Oh, man. Honestly... I've been a Rowdy fan pretty much my whole life. I got to go with KB.
All right. Kurt Busch it is for the drivers.
Wrong one. Dave.
So, you know, in our chat, Dave, how you went Truex, you're like, oh, okay, you can get Ryan Truex.
Yeah.
So me and Patrick do another one, and I was like, oh, I'll take old Bill Byron. And the guy's like, who's that? Everyone in the chat's like, that's short for William. No, who was that? And I didn't check my phone file because I was busy doing Windows and stuff. He's like, Jeff, you got to say the name. What's the name? Or you're not going to get your pick.
I don't think Larson was a bad pick last week. Because if you look at Larson's statistics, every race after he's been wrecked, he wins it. So I think that's a pretty bold move and an awesome pick for last week's race.
Yeah. I think we went over Wheeler's pick, like I said, was Corey LaJoy. Thomas Myers, he picked Zane Smith. So those are the drivers this week. Currently, the standings are Gitchell with 4.
Then I picked McDowell.
Yep. Taco, he's got 3. So those guys are
first and second. Crop.
Yep, and Joe Turkle and Keith both are tied with 2. And Jeff Ramsdell has 1, and the rest of us are with a big old goose egg. So we got to get on there, get some points here soon. So still early yet, though.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, no, I got a... got a couple NASCAR trivia questions for you.
Uh-oh.
Be good here.
All right. What was the first NASCAR race to be nationally televised from start to finish?
1979 Daytona?
Was it Indianapolis 500? Was it Pocono? Was it Daytona or Las Vegas?
Daytona.
79. That's the one that got into the fight.
I didn't even need a multiple questions.
No, I didn't need that one either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so don't just shut it out. Let him do the multiple choice first.
What year did Jeff Gordon not win the Daytona 500? 1997, 1998, 1999, or 2005?
1998.
98.
Dale Sr. won at 98.
Yeah. That was too easy.
Yeah, come on. What are these questions?
Which driver holds the overall all-time winning percentage? Jimmy Johnson, Richard Petty, Tim Flock, or Herb Thomas?
Tim Flock.
That's the final answer.
I would say Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, I would say Jimmy, too.
I'm going to say Jimmy.
No, it was not Jimmy.
It can't be Richard Petty because he had too many races versus wins. Well, he probably be close, maybe.
It was Herb Thomas.
Who the hell is Herb Thomas? What do you want, three races and win two?
According to the NASCAR record book for drivers, with 100 or more career starts, Thomas had a winning percentage of 21%, 48 wins over 228 starts.
Holy crap. That he's a tiny horse.
Yeah. What new safety measure did NASCAR introduce in 1994? Roof flaps, funny, it says helmets, seat belts, or airbags?
I think it was airbags, wasn't it?
I have to agree with the speed walker there.
I would have to go with helmets.
But did they put the side airbags in, though? That's what I want to know.
It was roof flaps.
So far, Dave, you've offered up three softballs and one that's like, what the hell?
Low pitch, right beyond the middle.
Uh-huh.
In 1974, which driver finished third in season points despite completing in only 19 of the 30 races? Kyle Yarborough, David Pearson, Earl Ross, or Richard Petty?
Earl Ross.
Isn't he related to Bob Ross?
Yeah, for happy trees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He just paints He just paints commodes though instead of trees. Happy little turds. All right, who you got? Anybody? No guess.
Richard.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Richard.
I'm going with Patrick.
Richard Petty won the Cup Championship. David Pearson only.
Damn it! I should have known that, man.
Because he was riding with the Wood Brothers, who didn't run a full season.
Damn! Here I was born champion.
Yeah.
God, it makes me feel old.
This one's an easy one.
They've all been easy.
Which NASCAR driver is known for doing backflips?
Edward.
Mark Martin.
Yeah.
Did you see that Carl Edwards snubbed NASCAR and he denied getting on the top 75? You know, like really? He was like, yeah, I don't want it.
Oh, yeah. That's hilarious. He won't do an interview or nothing for anybody or anything either. But those
dropped right out.
Yeah.
So I got. Students on the trivia here, since we're going to Talladega this week, I got three trivia questions for you guys.
Ooh.
Who has the most wins at Talladega? Dale Earnhardt Sr., Dale Jr., Brad Keselowski, or Richard Petty?
Senior with 10.
Yeah, I would say senior.
Junior and Keselowski both have 6.
Richard Petty is 10.
No.
That's what I have here on my calendar.
Senior.
Richard Petty has the most wins. I think he had 8, didn't he? Or 9? We'll have to look that up.
Maybe you should know the answer if you're asking us a question.
I got my calendar here that says the answer's on there. When was the first cup race at Talladega? 1958, 1968, 1969, or 1971?
1968.
What year is 1906?
1968, I think it is.
It was 1969.
The best year ever.
Yeah, right? And then this one is the fastest average race speed. Who has it?
Bill Elliott.
No.
Race speed.
No, yeah. Race speed.
And what year?
Didn't they have a race that went caution free? Maybe Mark Martin. Yeah.
Hamilton. Yeah, I think it's Martin.
Yeah. Mark Martin. Yeah, 188, 354, and that was 1997.
So yeah, I don't think they had any cautions there, or maybe it was just one caution, and that's why the race speed is higher.
So
yeah.
I'm going to go back to your first question.
Yeah.
According to the internet, Richard Petty isn't even in the top 10 of wins.
Most cup wins at Talladega.
Yeah. He's not even in the top 10. You got Earnhardt with 10. Yeah. Junior was 6. Gordon was 6. Kozlowski was 6.
They must have... I'm just seeing here most Cup wins they have 10 is Richard Petty. I was like, we'll do some fun.
Jeff uses Bing when he Googles stuff.
Dale Earnhardt had the highest winning percentage at Talladega, which is 23%. He had 10 wins over 44 starts.
Could you imagine Senior driving these cars?
No.
He would flip out.
Yeah, he wouldn't. Yeah, no.
You know?
I honestly think, like, you know, like talking about Senior, like, I think Junior's career, I think he would have been a champion if his dad didn't die. You know, like,
I agree with that. Yeah.
DEI would have been, you know, like, look at the success that they had, like, the couple years after his death. You know, like, they would have been, I think, like, they would still be around.
Yeah. And,
you had Stevie Smith or Steve Smith.
Steve Park.
Steve Park. And then Earnhardt. Yep.
Yeah, Waltrip. I don't know. I mean, this is, people are going to maybe hate me for this, but I don't think, I mean, I like Dale Jr. I love listening to his podcast, but I don't think he was that great of a race car driver.
I mean, I don't think he would
ever won a championship.
He never managed to be, though.
See, I think that he would have.
I mean, unless the tracks were all Daytona and Talladega, I don't think he would have ever won a championship.
I mean, he finished, what was his highest, like, 4th, I think, in the...
Yeah, I mean, he raced for Hendrick. Don't give me that. He raced for Hendrick.
Yeah, yeah.
They're the best team in the last 20 years. So,
you know, he's the most marketable driver in the history of NASCAR.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, where'd you come from?
He's made the most money in the history of NASCAR.
He snuck his way in. Someone left the door unlocked.
seeing I think he,
I got the invite an hour ago, and you know.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get me wrong. I think Dale Jr. I like him, and I just don't think he was that great of a race car driver.
Yeah, but like,
now there are some drivers out there that have never had really great equipment and that would probably have been champions. But
I think Junior was a good race car driver. Like, was he great? Not necessarily great, but he was a good race car driver.
He was good. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he was never going to win a championship.
But I also think too, right? Like, I mean, if his dad never died, and crap, he was going to retire at some point, and I just think he would have helped him once he did retire, and crap, like when he was alive, he didn't care because he wanted to go out there and win. But you know, like once he would have retired and stuff, I think he would have helped him and crap. And
seeing at the same time, though, you got to look at, I think he did care too a lot while he was driving. I mean, dude, he wrecked putting a block on for Waltrip and Earnhardt.
Yeah, he was looking after them.
Yep. I mean, he, even though he was running for someone else, he was looking out for his team in the long
run. He kind of saw, you know, I wasn't going to win, so let me get someone else to win.
Would he have won a championship? I don't know. Could he have possibly had a better chance of battling for one? Yeah.
I think
Junior Whatnot is underrated as a driver, too. Like, people, like Dave.
I mean, he was the most popular driver, so I don't think he was ever underrated.
You know, yeah, but by the powers that be, but at the same time, too, I mean, he did have a lot of wins, yes, where a lot of them super speedway, yes, but he did were elsewhere. But you look at, like, a lot of other drivers that people said, oh, yeah, they're a good driver, and they don't have as many wins as he did over his career, you know? Still got to go out and win the race.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good discussion, maybe for another week also.
Yeah, oh, so we're deep in this one now. Now we got to keep her. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, Jeff Gordon would have 7 championships if it was back to the old point system.
So in 03, he finished 3rd. You know, in 04, he finished fifth. In 06, he finished fifth. I mean, I think that he could have done better. I mean, I think that I don't like the chase. I mean, yeah. I love the chase.
Yeah, I love where they used to do the chase for the cup.
I keep saying this all the time or whatnot, right? They try to make NASCAR a team sport. To an extent, it is. But when it comes down to it, it's really not. NASCAR should not. Their championship should not be based on one race. They should be known like where in like Freaky Fast or whatnot. You go three races in three races. It should not be one race for a championship. The last one should be three races.
I'm thinking that you do the, was it 04 when they did the Nextel Cup? The 10, yeah. It restarts with 10 races.
Yeah.
And those last 10 races are your champion.
Yeah.
Points reset, and then you go.
In a championship race, anything, like, you literally could lose a championship and had nothing to do with you whatsoever. Exactly. It's because somebody wrecked in front of you and you got wrecked. Like, how is that fair to that person, you know?
I agree on that one, because a couple years ago, I was in this other league, and I dominated the season. And it came down to one race, and I took second.
And then he woke up from his dream.
And I finished third behind you.
Yeah, and then you came up the next season and just whooped my butt.
But I mean,
everybody whooped your butt that season. People in Xfinity cars were faster than you that season.
Oh yeah, I did not have a handle on the cup car.
No, you didn't. You do now, though.
Yeah, I'm definitely a lot better. I think it's the setups.
I'll agree with that.
I just can never get a handle on the Susie setup. That's all on me. Where a lot of other people could, and a lot of other people really enjoyed that setup. I was not one of them.
Super loose. No.
Yeah.
But, all right. Well, with that being said, though, we're gonna cut this off because we've gone way over time. Brendan, you got anybody you'd like to thank before you go?
Oh, yeah, I want to thank Backstretch Production. No, Simrap Market, them guys over there, I mean, they set me up with a pretty good camera pack for Backstretch Productions. Gives me cool camera angles. We got a pit exit camera angle I really like. Get that race off pit road. Thank all the guys over at FSI, my wife, for waking me up. You guys for having me on. I'm really glad we finally got to do this. We were supposed to do this, what, a month and a half ago?
Yeah,
and snowstorm knocked that out. So, but yeah, no, thank you guys for having me on.
All right, man. Well, we'll talk to you Thursday night for New Hampshire, Jeff's track.
Oh,
yeah. All right, but anyways, we'll cut this off here, and we'll talk to you next week at the Not So Fast podcast. Later.
Later. Bye.
Later.
Everybody went quiet.
So now let's just continue this argument.